Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
Today we're getting into Warren Adler's psychological thriller, Madeline's Miracles.
A really fascinating book.
It is. And the big question we're sort of tackling, based on the material, is this. What makes people give themselves over to someone else?
Yeah, like completely. To the point where they just surrender all control.
Exactly. It's quite a theme.
It really gets to the heart of vulnerability, I think. And this book, well, it gives a pretty chilling look at how that can unfold.
So let's talk about the central figure, Madeline Curran Boswell. She presents herself as psychic.
Mm-hmm. That's her angle.
Yeah.
And she very strategically works her way into the life of the Sargent family, who seem pretty stable on the surface.
And it starts quite ordinarily. Virginia Sargent, the mom, meets her at a beauty salon.
Right. Seems casual. But Madeline doesn't waste time. She immediately hits Virginia with what the source calls uncanny knowledge.
Details about her life. Things Madeline shouldn't know.
Exactly. Private stuff, family details, even hidden griefs. It's designed to immediately intrigue Virginia, make her think, how does she know this?
That must be incredibly disarming to feel suddenly seen like that.
It is. It lowers defenses, creates an opening for trust. You know, maybe Virginia hasn't felt truly understood in a while.
And then Madeline escalates things, doesn't she? With the family dog.
Ah, yes. The dog prediction. It's pivotal. Madeline tells Virginia something like, don't worry, he'll come home, about their dog.
Okay. Seems like a fairly safe thing to say, maybe.
Perhaps, but then the dog actually does run off unexpectedly. Virginia's obviously upset.
Nathan.
Just like Madeline predicted, the dog comes back the next morning.
Wow. Okay, so that changes everything for Virginia.
Completely. It goes from uncanny knowledge to what feels like solid proof. A verifiable event.
Her skepticism just melts away, I imagine.
It seems to. She starts thinking Madeline has real insight, maybe even power. The guard is down, way down.
And that's when Madeline really goes to work.
Mm-hmm. Once that trust is locked in, she starts planting these subtle seeds of doubt, questioning Virginia's identity, her purpose, her marriage.
While positioning herself as the only one who gets it.
Precisely. I'm the only one who truly understands you. It plays right into that deep human need for validation, for connection.
And she doesn't just stop with Virginia, right? This influence spreads.
No, she systematically targets the whole family, exploits their individual emotional vulnerabilities. The sources mention she even manipulates the twins to gain more leverage.
What about the husband, Jack? Wasn't he suspicious?
He was wary, yeah. But he's also distracted, you know, with his own ambitions and work. He doesn't quite grasp the extent of it, or maybe doesn't intervene effectively enough.
So her method isn't brute force, it's more insidious.
Very much so. It's control through suggestion, through charm, through these stage miracles that are actually just clever manipulations.
Making herself indispensable.
Right. She creates this environment where her insight, her guidance becomes the most important thing, valued above reason or logic.
And the book itself draws a pretty stark comparison, doesn't it?
It does. It says the structure she builds within the family, this dependency on her, is not unlike a cult.
That's a powerful statement. A mini cult within a family unit.
And it connects to a broader pattern described in the source material. How certain individuals, often with narcissistic traits, can convince vulnerable people they have special insight. Maybe even something divine.
And people want to believe it sometimes.
Often, yes. Especially if they're feeling lost or seeking simple answers. They might voluntarily hand over their autonomy to feel understood or guided.
Which feels, well, incredibly relevant today, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You think about online gurus, charismatic figures promising easy answers or secret knowledge.
It's easy to see how readers, how we, could get drawn in, especially when feeling vulnerable or searching for meaning. Like the Sargents.
And that's the warning in the book, isn't it? The danger of trusting too easily, of becoming emotionally dependent on someone who seems to have all the answers.
It really hammers home the importance of skepticism, of trusting your gut.
Definitely. Listen to those internal alarm bells.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, here's maybe a final thought for you, our readers, to chew on. Why are we sometimes so susceptible, like the Sargents? Why does the idea of giving up control to someone charismatic who promises understanding or some higher truth, why can that feel appealing, even for a moment?
What deep need does that tap into? It's something worth considering long after you finish the book.
Indeed. That's all the time we have for this deep dive into Madeline's Miracles. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks everyone. Keep reading and definitely keep questioning.